Breonna Taylor's name has become a rallying cry to protest racial injustice nationwide. And while reforms have been put into place by police departments since her death a year ago, some say not enough has changed.
News Nation correspondent Janelle Ford has a look at the impact that her death has had in this year of unrest and change.
Black lives
matter!
Black lives
matter!
The protests may not be as big or loud as they were this time last year. But a feverish push for justice for Breonna Taylor is still going on in the background more than 365 days later.
For people, you know, they will say, well, it's only been a year, but for us, it feels like a lifetime.
Taylor's cousin, Tawana Gordon, says the family is still healing. The 26-year-old EMT was killed by a barrage of bullets fired into her home during a botched police raid by Louisville officers last March. The next 12 months filled with national unrest as the country grappled with racial reconciliation. First, a grand jury declined to indict the officers involved, sparking nationwide protest. In the time since, Breonna's law was passed in Kentucky, banning no-knock warrants. Taylor's family was awarded a historic $12 million settlement with the city of Louisville, and three of the officers involved were fired from the police department. But still, calls for accountability for the officers who killed her. Protesters continue to chant, "Arrest the cops." That hasn't happened. Now, advocates say a federal investigation is the last chance.
Are we going to say that it's going to come in a prosecutorial way? We might not be so hopeful because, I mean, we've been rejected almost in every avenue that we've taken in the judicial system to get that, but we're hopeful that that accountability will come with different police reforms.
Now, those reforms are already in the works as a part of that $12 million settlement. Some of the changes include requiring commanders to review and approve search warrants and incentives for officers to live in the areas where they serve. And with new leadership in the Louisville Police Department, we'll have to see how it plays out. Rob.